Morning. You all right? I hope you are. It's Monday, Monday, Monday. Another week, another day, another dollar. Okay, it is Monday, the 16th of March in the year of our Lord, 2026. You are the glorious band, the chosen few. You've tuned in to Breakfast with Beau. It's only bloody Breakfast with Beau on a Monday morning. Rise and shine. Wakey wakey, eggs and bakey, colloquially known as the Beau Show, of course. Or Beau's Breakfast Club, hashtag the real BBC. Or the Lotus Eaters Breakfast Club, hashtag the real LBC. Either way, it's the best thing to have on in the morning, isn't it, when you're getting ready and having a bit of breakfast, blatantly. I mean, come on. Are you going to watch Jeremy Kyle? Get a clue. Gross. As if. As always, I'm joined by my producer, Little Harry. How are you good this morning, good sir?
Yeah, morning. I'm all good.
Good, great. Okay, should we just dive straight into it? Let's bow. It's on. What is the corporate mainstream media banging on about this morning? What does that cabal of evil Fleet Street editors want to try and beam directly into your eyeballs and then your brain box? They're talking about help for energy bills. Are you going to re-centre me a bit there? That was off-centre. We're supposed to have high production value here, called into Hope Not Hate. There you go. Brilliant. Professional. Help for energy bills and PM resists Trump warship calls. So the mainstream media seems to have chilled out a little bit on Iran. There's only so long they can keep up that tempo of just constantly going berserk about Iran. So this morning, now, headlines are creeping in about other stuff. Particularly, like, more like energy and our economy. All right, let's have a look at the eye paper. Oh, it was the Oscars last night as well. So that's a bit of a thing on some of the papers. I could not care less about the Oscars. I think it's gross. People that are already really, really rich and famous patting themselves on the back even more. No thanks. Actors. The ancient world thought of actors as little better than prostitutes. There was something profoundly dirty and wrong and low about being an actor. I think that's true. Acting, really? They're the royalty in our culture, really, actors. Someone else dreams up a story and writes lines for them and they just read them out. Good one. All right, anyway, the Oscars, that happened. On the front of the eye paper, it says, help on way for UK energy bills as Iran and US rule out talks. The bit of the blurb, because it usually says it all, doesn't it? Starmer to unveil measures today, including immediate support for those using heating oil as ministers plan wider scheme for all households with no end in sight in Middle East conflict. Quick thing to say then, because I don't know about you, where you live. I was born and raised in the southeast of England, in the sort of greater London metropolitan area, Essex. And then I've lived in Wiltshire for a while. And that was it. And those places are hooked up to electricity and gas grids. So I've never had to use heating oil. I've never lived in a place that had like a, some sort of, you know, like an outhouse toilet. But loads of places, even in Britain, even today, do use heating oil. Loads of places. I think a few million people do use heating oil. They haven't got gas pumped directly into their home. So it's actually a big thing for a lot of people. And apparently the price of that heating oil is gone through the roof a bit. So the government's going to help you out, they say. Red Ed Miliband, the Energy Secretary, is going to fight for you. Okay. Royal Navy prepares to send Minehunter drone ships, to protect shipping and challenge Iranian blockade of the Straits of Hormuz after Trump calls on allies to send in support. Oh, I thought you'd already won the war, though, Donald. Is that what he said? Doesn't need allies when they've already won the war. Oh, no, he does. Now he's calling on China of the UK and France to send elements of their navy. I thought you'd already won. I thought you didn't need us. Ed Miliband says, quote, "It is very important." I saw this interview on the morning shows yesterday. He said, "It is very important that we get the strait opened." Oh, well done, great insight. After Navy places order for 20 uncrewed boats, drone boats, amid warnings that UK needs to, quote, move rapidly, quote, into new technology. Again, an incredible insight. You need to be a professional politician for half a lifetime before you come to those conclusions. British shoppers face rising prices on fresh food, including grapes, tomatoes, cucumbers and peppers, due to the ongoing conflict cutting supply routes and rising haulage costs. Okay, there you go. Yeah, fresh fruit and veg. For a long time, I've always thought that was funny. Not funny, ha-ha, at all. The further thing from funny, ha-ha. Funny, odd. Funny, interesting. That you can go to a supermarket in Britain. You know, any of them. Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, Waitrose, Iceland, whatever. And you can just buy fresh fruit and veg, which must have been grown on the other side of the world. Right, in the middle of winter, you can go into Tesco's and buy strawberries, right? So they must have been flown from somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere, right? They must have been. And yet they're still affordable. A remarkable feat that's possible at all. You know, bear that in mind. There's little things in the world that they just pass you by, right? If you don't give them a second thought, you don't think anything of it. But actually, it represents sort of quite an incredible thing. You know, in the pre-modern age, the idea of eating strawberries in the winter is just completely unthinkable. Completely and utterly unthinkable. It just would not happen. You get bananas that are essentially fresh in the middle of winter in northwestern Europe. Crazy. Anyway, the price of cucumbers and grapes and peppers is a bit more expensive now. Thanks, Bidenomics. We're still in the wake of Mr. Biden's inflationary era, aren't we, really? It always annoys me when the news and economy say, oh, inflation's down to 3 or 3.5%, 2.5%. That's still really bad. Well, on top of many, many years of having it way higher, like 7% or whatever it was. What did it get up to, 7 or 9% or something, was it? Anyway. Things are getting more and more expensive still, just more slowly than they were. Great, great. You go and buy food now, it's insane. Just go to like a Sainsbury's or Tesco's. Just do a little shop, get a couple of days worth of food, 50 quid. All right. I haven't really bought anything. There's no luxury items here. If I was very poor, not that I've been swimming in money, but, you know, got enough. But if I was poor, like actually counting every single pound, it would be properly worrying. I'd be really, really worried. If I was in debt, say, and I was trying to pay off my debt as quickly as possible. Anyway. My heart goes out to people out there that are struggling with money, like really struggling. Most of us are struggling one way or another, right, to various degrees. But, I mean, really struggling. Because I know what that's like. I've been there a couple of times in my life. When not only are you counting the pounds, it's you haven't got anywhere near enough. You're getting more and more in debt all the time just to keep your head above. It's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible thing. All right, The Independent. Gina Miller, Westminster's finally woken up to the student loan scandal. This is how to make it fair. Okay, she's telling us how to sort out the student loan thing. Talked about it a bit, I think, on Friday. Or was it Thursday last week? So, okay. There's a special report about the war in the Lebanon, how Israel is pounding the Lebanon, southern Lebanon. But they want to get rid of Hezbollah, and I don't blame them. Don't really want any part of it one way or another. Not that we have got any part of it one way or another, but It's not that I've got any particular love for Bibi's government, but Hezbollah are insane. Like, insane. Not just what they do, their actual ideology. Alright. It's not great, is it? On both sides. The headline is, Starmer to promise help for homes hit by soaring heating bills. PM says government will act to protect working people from oil crisis. Yeah, we haven't got much money, though. It's not like the British government is just swimming in money. Is it? Our economy is pretty much flat. Like, grows like 0.1% a quarter or something. Like, hardly anything. Any little tiny thing could tip us into a recession. It's like barely growing. Basically isn't growing. Importing net hundreds of thousands of more people every single year that need housing and benefits, etc., etc. No cap on that. Certainly no talk of remigration. That would be sort of Rupert Lowe racism. That would be dog whistle to neo-Nazis if you were to talk about such a thing, wouldn't it? So definitely not forced mass remigration. That's evil and Nazi. What about just then a cap on migration? Nope. Nope, the Stella Creases of this world, the Ed Davies of this world, the Lisa Nandys of this world. Nope, you can't have a cap on it, any sort of cap. No, you must just accept, you must just crowbar in, cram in hundreds of thousands of new people every single year, year on year. Oh. Oh, okay. That's not insane. Even reform, like net zero migration. One in, one out. For everyone we deport, we'll let one more in. No, that's terrible. Even if you deport all the illegals, but still do net zero, one in, one out, sort of. No. Millions must go. Millions. Since 1997, millions of people have come here, which they shouldn't have, and they need to be deported. Well, they've got citizenship now. Well, we'll rescind that then. You can't deport people who've got UK passports. We'll strip them of the passport then. Ask Douglas Carswell about this stuff. It's totally doable. Just need a government with a pair of balls. Can't deport people who've got a passport. No, we won't deport people who've got passports. We'll take those passports away first. Don't want to break up families either, do we? Don't want to break up families. The whole family group can go. Shan't break up families. That would be wrong. The times, the venerable times. Two dead and 11 seriously ill after university meningitis outbreak. And this is a story all over the news today. In Kent, University of Canterbury, I believe. Certainly in Kent. There was a meningitis outbreak and like 30 people are ill and two died. I'm not going to make fun of that in any way. That's bad, isn't it? I think dying of meningitis is pretty horrific as well. Oof, okay. The Oscars, there's this Buckley woman. What's her name? Jessie Buckley, is it? I don't know. Yeah, Jessie Buckley, yeah. She was in some film I haven't seen. I've got no intention of seeing. She's the hottest thing now, apparently. Got to pay attention to what she does and says and thinks. Actors, give me a break. Okay, weirdo, stand on this spot and read the line someone else has given you to read out. Well done. Oh yeah, well done. Oh, that was brilliant. Have a golden statue. Oh, actors, gross. PM resists Trump's call for warships in Strait. Iran says it will decide who uses shipping lane. Okay, so this is probably like the biggest proper story. It's all about the Straits of Hormuz and the closing of it. So I would have thought with the amount of advanced firepower that the United States and Israel have got at their disposal and 2 weeks or more, sorry, more, to do all this stuff, they would be able to keep the Straits open. Like, hasn't the United States... Don't they want to deploy a big chunk of their one of their many fleets to keep the straits open? Well, they're not doing it yet. mainly because they can't guarantee that their own ships won't get hit by Iranian missiles and drones. So Iran is successfully blockading the Straits of Hormuz. Remarkably, I bet Hegseth and the planners at the Pentagon are very annoyed by that, by their inability thus far to just force the Straits open, to just physically prevent Iran from doing that.
Well,
here we are. Oh, also over the weekend, which isn't in the news much, but did happen. Trump and the Pentagon and Hegseth bombed that Karg Island. Remember we talked about it last week? Karg Island is right at the top of the Gulf, near-ish Kuwait, right at the top, just off the coast of Iran, where most of, is it 80 or 90% of all of Iran's oil exports go out from there, because it's a deep water harbour thing. You can get a big tanker alongside Karg Island, some little islands, like half the size of Manhattan. And the Americans carpet bombed it. Not quite carpet bombed it, but blew up everything of importance there, apparently, over the weekend. Was it on Saturday? Or was it on Friday day? Anyway, that's happened. So the thinking is, like, from the American side, I imagine, oh, if Iran's going to screw with the oil infrastructure of everyone else, Saudi, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, well, we'll screw with your oil-producing ability then as well. How do you like us now? Okay, it's a tit for tat, isn't it? But there you go. Little headline here. Met Chief, Metropolitan Police, London Police, British Police Chief, in US visit for Mandelson documents. So he's gone to America to see if they can... The British Police have gone to America to see if they can get more evidence to bang Mandy up. Whether we'll actually get a custodial sentence is, we don't know, but anyway. Okay, The Telegraph, The Daily Telegraph, is that some other actress? Yep, some other actress. Starmer refusing to send warships to Strait. Yeah, so Trump has asked now, even though I thought he didn't need us, particularly for China, France and the UK to send ships to the Gulf and the Straits. And at the moment, Starmer's sort of saying, no thanks. I don't entirely blame him. I've said this all the way along, haven't I? It's been my position all the way along. Kind of agreeing with Starmer. I would have done things a little bit differently if I'd been Prime Minister. I probably would have let them use Cyprus and Chagos straight away. But beyond that, I would have done largely what Starmer's done. Try and distance himself from it, basically. Definitely not send loads and loads of RAF fighters all over the place and stuff. Let them do their thing. Sort of just try and back away from it as much as possible. Try and avoid the accusation of actively hampering them. But beyond that, don't really do anything. So, yeah. This is your war. This is Bibi and Donald's war. It's not our war, is it? As bad as Iran is. I've said it all along as well, haven't I? If I could just press a button and the Iranian regime was removed and the people of Persia got a decent government and civil society, then I would mash that button. Of course I would. But this isn't our war, is it? Do I believe them that Iran was weeks away from getting a nuke? That was one of the things I see Trump say, I think, last weekend. I think he said it since as well, that they were weeks away from getting a nuke. That's funny. I thought Midnight Hammer completely obliterated their ability to do something like that. Both those things can't be true. How can it be that Midnight Hammer obliterated their ability to make nukes and they were a few weeks away from it? Which one is it, though? Anyway. All right, EU threat to sink Brexit deal over tuition fees. That's the other thing. The Remainers, and the pro rejoin Europe people. That's their latest sort of wedge they're trying to get in there. It's about tuition fees. NHS accused of throwing patients off waiting lists to hit targets. Yeah. Yeah. Is that news to any? Is that news to hardly anyone that's ever used the NHS? If you're on some sort of waiting list, they'll do anything to get you off the waiting list, short of seeing you. Anything. It's like an insurance company will do anything not to pay out. Find any reason, any little detail, any tiny caveat. This tiny little thing means we can't pay out. It's like the NHS. This tiny little thing means you're not on the list anymore. Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's what they do. Yeah. Yeah. Tiny little story there. Cuban protesters start anti-communist blaze. Stuff's going to go down in Cuba. I bet you that. I bet you that. I'm going to start running a book. No, I'm not. Of course not. But I reckon I'd put 200 quid on it. That's me saying I'm confident. Bet you in a year or so. Something like a year, maybe less, the United States will do something in Cuba. Okay, The Guardian. Oh, God, lucky I've got an empty stomach. Oh. The Guardian. So gross. So gross. Britain could send minesweeping drone ships, to help clear a vital oil route. Yeah, because there's two things really, aren't there? There's the threat from the skies, from Iran, through the Straits of Hormuz I'm talking about, i.e. you try and sail your oil tanker through there, or your frigate, whatever it is, and it might get hit by a missile or a drone from the skies. The other thing is, sea mines. Apparently the Iranians have sort of peppered the area with sea mines now. Now, there are mine-clearing ships. That's always been a thing. Well, I say always. You know, since there's been sea mines, there's been sort of countermeasures. Something will have to be done, won't it? If and when Israel and the United States win true air superiority over the Straits, completely clear, there's like zero worry of any drones or missiles coming in from the Iranian side, then some sort of clear-up effort will have to be done, won't it, through that Strait. That'll be a sort of big thing. Whether that's sort of relatively straightforward and easy and just takes a few days, or that's something, a process that lasts months or years, I don't know. Okay. Number 10 fears agreeing to US demand for warship could escalate crisis. Yeah. I feel like that's in the rearview mirror now. It has escalated, hasn't it? Iran is still just attacking the UAE and all over the place. Trump bombing Carg Island flat over the weekend. It has escalated. So, okay, that's number 10's calculation. I mean, Sir Keir Starmer, real name Sir Keir Starlin. He's a very timid man, isn't he? He's quite a timid politician. He's not like sort of a bellicose war leader, is he? Not that that's what I particularly want in this situation. I've made it clear what I think, but he's sort of very timid, it seems to me. Sort of scared of his own power, almost. Okay. EU reset threatened by a student fee standoff. Yeah, that's the thing they're trying to make out is a big problem. The Financial Times, talks with Iran yield results, India says. So they're going with an angle here about India, that apparently India have had talks with Iran to sort of let their tankers through the Straits of Hormuz, if nothing else. And Iran seems to have agreed to it on some level. So the small amount of tankers that are getting through, Indian ones. It says, negotiations secure safe passage for two gas tankers. I believe Indian ones. Right? So, the Iranians and the Indians doing deals. Wonder what the general thinks about that. Or what Bibi thinks about that. Diplomacy seen as best way to open Hormuz Strait. Trump calls on China, UK and France to send warships. Thought you'd already won. Tehran rebuffs US claims it wants to pursue ceasefire. So there was some talk over the weekend of that America and Iran are going to do a deal. And both sides came out and said, no, no. Both said, no, no. No, no. Not yet. Both sides think they're going to, quote unquote, win, don't they? The Donald in the classic military political sense of a win. And the Iranians in the sense that they just don't get completely destroyed and annihilated. That's a win for them. And it sort of is, isn't it? A strategic win. Even if their country is in rubble. Completely in rubble. But the regime survives. They will claim that as a win. And on the grandest strategic level, it is, isn't it? Even if they now rule a country of rubble. Well, it's God's will, as far as they're concerned, isn't it? In their worldview. Well, that was God's will. That's how it's got to be. That's how it should be. So... mad, isn't it? Mad. Okay. Something about Peter Thiel being into the Antichrist. Yeah. Peter Thiel is going to do a lecture in Rome about the Antichrist. Bruh. Okay. The Metro. Ooh. Ooh. The revolting Metro. Ooh. Whoa. Whoa. Metro. Iran denies peace plea as oil crisis grows. Trump knows he's in trouble. Trump's in trouble and he knows it. Says John Bolton. So, all right, take that with a pinch of salt. Take that with a tablespoon heaped up with salt. John Bolton. I hate John Bolton. I hate John Bolton. Anyone who doesn't know, Harry, do you know who John Bolton is?
I don't know.
Okay, so for any Zoomers out there, or anyone who's young, this man there, with that white moustache, with the white soup strainer, that's a man called John Bolton. He is a total scumbag. He's been around for yonks. Ages. He's been ambassador to the UN, all sorts of stuff. Back in the Trump 2 days, George W. days, the Iraq War days, a total hawk. On top of everything, just a dick. Just a dick. Anyway, in Trump's first term, he picked him to be in his government. But was he a national security advisor or something rather? Something very senior. Because he was an old head, right? He's a known entity, sort of a named entity. But within a couple of years, they fell out because they've both got massive egos. Like John Bolton thinks he knows everything. He thinks he knows how the world works and how all policy should be at all times. And there's only so long Trump's going to put up with someone like that in his orbit. So anyway, they fell out eventually, badly. And now they just sling mud at each other rhetorically, constantly. In fact, John Bolton might go to prison for the rest of his life. When that story comes up again, I'll be covering it. He wrote a book. In the interim Biden years, I believe. Anyway, he wrote a book. There's some suggestion that, the allegations are that he released sensitive information in that, state secrets on some level, in that book. And he's been indicted. He was arrested and indicted and questioned. And he's going to have a trial. It's going to trial, as I understand. Just like Comey. And if he's found guilty, it's possible. He's sentenced like 20, 30 years or something. I suspect he'll either be found innocent or even if he's found guilty, they'll give him a slap on the wrist. But it's possible he'll go to prison for the rest of his life. Because he's not young, is he? Anyway, John Bolton, who hates Trump, hates his guts, will take every opportunity to throw any shade at Trump or Trump's administration. That's who John Bolton is now. That's the 2026 version of John Bolton. He says Trump's in trouble and he knows it. Oh, all right, John. Yeah, all right, John. Press failed to explain why he launched Iran war. Well, he didn't. I'm not getting this angle from the mainstream media. Trump hasn't made the argument. Well, he did. The arguments are well known, have been well known for 40 years. The idea that nobody knows why it happened. Yeah, we do. We do. They say it over and over and over again. How many times does Rubio, Hegseth and Trump have to say it? He failed to explain why he launched the Iran war and now it's almost too late, says John Bolton. All right, bro. All right. Pipe down now. Worry about your trial, John. I'd worry about that. The Daily Mail, pure globalist slot, pretending it's not. Jesse Buckley laughing her head off there. Two dead in university meningitis outbreak. All right. Okay, we know about that. We've heard about that. Britney Spears, some saying Britney Spears should be, what's that thing, a conservatorship, when someone looks after her like a parent. Like she's not legally allowed to look after herself and her own estate. People are saying that should happen again to Britney, because, like, for her own good. Remember a story like a week ago or so where she was arrested for, potential DUI. It wasn't clear whether she was drunk and or under the influence of drugs, but she was certainly weaving all over the road without taillights. Britney. All right. It was Mother's Day yesterday. There you go. There's Wills and his late mother, the Princess Diana. La Di Di. The Lady Diana, Princess of Wales, as was. NHS dementia care shock. Crisis of our age. Reports say hospitals routinely restrain patients and sedate them. Quote, containment culture, quote, reduces the chances of people ever going home. One of my aims in life now, and it should probably be yours if you're in Britain, is to earn enough money during your life so that if you get dementia when you're old, you can afford to not be cared for by the NHS in any capacity. Hopefully, if you've got children or grandchildren, they can help in some way. But if they can't or won't, for whatever reason, enough money to go into some sort of half-decent private, like, care home. Because the NHS will treat you like filth. Be terrible. Rather jump off a building. Let some Nigerian nurse just abuse you and beat you up and stuff. Sedate you. Keep you prisoner in various ways. No. I'm not having that. No, I'll jump off a roof first. The Daily Star. The Road to Peace. Jezza. It's Jeremy Clarkson. Make me Iran's supreme leader. The Ayatollah Clarkson. Can you imagine it? Of course it's tongue-in-cheek. Surely it's tongue-in-cheek. I haven't seen the actual clip of Jezza saying this or where he wrote it or anything. But I did see this front page like an hour and a half ago or whatever. Jezza, make me Iran's supreme leader. Probably wouldn't do a bad job. He'd probably manage their country. Well, he would manage their country better than they are, wouldn't he? Anyway, it must be tongue-in-cheek. It must be a joke. Jeremy Clarkson. I wonder how his worldview would go down with sort of the Shia faithful. Whether Jezza would have the iron will to clamp down on Shia extremism after he became the supreme leader. Doubt it, actually. Doubt it. There's a thing, isn't there, that you have to be... To be a leader, on some level, you have to be prepared to kill loads of people. It's kind of as simple as that. One of my history heroes, Dan Carlin, his politics are pretty lefty, but in terms of history-themed content, he's great. I was actually lucky enough to do an interview with him once on my channel, History Bro. You want an hour and a half or more of me chatting to Dan Carling, the History Podfather. Oh, yeah, that exists. Oh, yeah. Go over to History Bro. There's no paywall. Me chatting to the Dan Carling for ages. Anyway, he once said something that's very, very true. If you want to be, if you want to go down in history as a great man, or, you know, in inverted commas, great man, Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, you've got to be prepared to pull the trigger on something that might get hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people killed. If you're not prepared to do that, if you haven't got the will, the guts to do that, then you'll never go down in history as one of those people. It's the harsh reality of it. Could Jeremy Clarkson, as Supreme Leader of Iran, would he have the testicular fortitude to order the killing of loads of his implacable enemies? Probably not. Probably best just stick to, like, reviewing the new Lambo. All right, the sun. The sun doesn't go with the war in Iran or even the Oscars particularly, although there is obviously a picture of that Jesse Bird. They go with Brooklyn Beckham and David Beckham, Posh Spice, again. They're going with that this morning. Beckham bombshell, mother of all insults. Brooklyn snubs Posh on Mother's Day, but praises mother-in-law. Oof. Oof. But that's not... That's the front page, really. On Monday the 16th of March. Really? All right. The Daily Express. It's a good paper. Isn't it? Is it a good paper? The Express? For anyone who doesn't know... When I say that every day, it's a good... That's an Alan Partridge reference. I imagine a lot of people watching this get that. Some might not. Some may never have seen Alan Partridge. And Partridge is obviously a sort of a parody character type person. Like, in many ways, a complete dick in many ways. I love Partridge, by the way. I wouldn't be... I think Partridge is brilliant. But Partridge is the sort of person that would think the Daily Express actually is a good paper. It's not a good paper, is it? It's like the Mail. It's pure slop. Globalist, leftist slop, essentially. And every now and again will throw out a tiny bit of red meat to make you think they're based or that they're nativist or patriotic in some sort of way. No. They're completely captured. Completely captured. Okay, this story, something else entirely. Mum inspired by a brave adopted son calls on ministers to close massive loophole, the massive loophole being that violent thugs will be kept off child abuse register. So it's just a story where there's a child abuse register and certain types of violent criminals won't be included on it. And one particular mum, has got a problem with that. And she's right to, of course, you know, it's no problem, but... You know, she's not wrong, I mean, but that's the front page, is it? All right, The Express. A ridiculous rag. All right, let's have a look at our poll. What did we do for our poll, Harry? Bring it up on my screen. Engage. Okay, we asked you today, over 1,000 votes, should Jeremy Clarkson be the Supreme Leader of Iran? 77% of you say yes. 16% say no, and 7% say not sure. So a resounding win for Jez, for Jezza, for JC. What would JC do? 77% of you, with well over 1,000 votes, say you would like to see Mr. Clarkson as the Supreme Leader of Iran. Well, he would do a better job, wouldn't he, than those mullahs that are obviously running it into the ground. All right, let's have a look at the websites. The BBC is just all Oscars. Look, is it me, or is something like this gross? Is it me? backpatting by A-listers and millionaires, giving themselves an awards day. And, like, is it not enough? Is it not enough that you're sort of culturally some sort of de facto royalty and extremely, extremely rich, famous throughout the world? That's not enough. You need another day. You need another set of, like, ego boosting, like, if I was an actor, I'd be one of those actors that just refuse to attend these things. Sometimes they do, right? Sometimes they're just not interested in it. All right, so a film called One Battle After Another, is that it? That won 6 Oscars, including Best Picture. Great. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care. I really, really couldn't care less. Look at these people, look. I'm supposed to care about these people, am I? Best animated film, K-pop Demon Hunters. One Oscar was jointly won by 2 different films. Okay, I'm just moving on. I can't even. Can I even? No, I can't even. Again, Oscars, they really care about the Oscars. Gross. Ugh, get out of my face. All right. Yeah, the meningitis thing, the outbreak. Here's a story that's in the news a bit, the British news. Mother charged with murder after newborn baby dies in fall from building. A 43-year-old woman has been charged with murder after a baby fell to its death. Zahira Bayajayon. Okay. Okay. Fine. Just remember, a multicultural, multi-ethnic Britain is the best type of Britain. Diversity is a strength. Our greatest strength, actually. Don't question that dogma. Otherwise, you're basically a Nazi. You're a German National Socialist if you question that dogma. If you think diversity isn't our greatest strength, if you disagree that diversity built Britain, there's morally no difference between you and a guard from Belsen. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they, you know. I'm not exaggerating that, am I? Timothy Chalamet didn't win. Don't care. Do not care. Isn't it slightly interesting thing? Whether the Ayatollah, the new Ayatollah, Khomeini II, is dead or not. We talked about it before, didn't we? But over the weekend, Trump said, when asked, he said, we're not sure, we, the Americans, we're not sure whether he's alive or dead. Certainly no one's seen him. Which is true, we haven't seen him, we still haven't seen him. His first address was just read out by someone else. He hasn't been seen. The Israelis said, we know where he is. So it seems like a lot of the reporting now is that it's a matter of fact that he was wounded in that airstrike, probably the first one on the first Saturday morning. How badly he's injured or wounded is up for debate. But it's emerging that he's either terribly wounded or, in fact, already dead. It seems out of all the possibilities, the fact that he's perfectly fine and just controlling government, that seems like increasingly the least likely option out of all the possible things. Why they would pick him as the new Ayatollah if he were in a coma or missing a leg, or that's very, very odd, isn't it? Why would they pick him? That's very, very odd. Maybe there's all sorts of different power plays going on behind the scene, because if your leader is in fact in a coma, then other people can control policy. Who knows what goes on, all the machinations on the Iranian side of things. Who's really in control and pulling all the strings? If the new Ayatollah is indeed in a coma or just terribly, terribly wounded in one way, not really able to do the business of government, who is then? All those things. Iran came out and said, no, he's fine. Iran over the weekend said, no, he's absolutely fine. That's what their angle is. And then there was a few different bits of what must be, or I would have thought, are misinformation or disinformation. One, that he's been smuggled out of Iran and he's actually in a private hospital in Moscow. Probably nonsense, right? There's another one that Bibi's dead. I think that was Iranian propaganda. Netanyahu's been wounded and or is dead from an Iranian strike in some way. That's it. That's almost certainly nonsense, isn't it? It might be true, but I doubt it. It feels like Iranian counter propaganda. Oh, you keep saying our leader is dead. We're going to put out a story that your leader's dead. All right. Did you do another poll, Harry? Did I see that pop up?
Yeah, on occasion I'll do a second poll.
Okay. How about that? Don't say Harry's not generous. We want engagement here. Let's do a bit more engagement. I'll leave it to the end. Okay. All right. What else have we got then? Because we're actually, yeah, it's knocking quarter two. Should we have a look at what else we got? Oh, there's talk that in Britain they're going to take historical people off of the banknotes and replace it with wildlife images. But it might be, some have said that it might be like rats and seagulls and pigeons. So, like, not even good wildlife. At least make it like a kick-ass stag. A beautiful sort of fox or something. No, a rat and a seagull and pigeons. Pigeons are sort of like vermin, aren't they? Really, like a flying rat almost. So, okay, various people have said, including Nyad, saying that's crazy, or even Ed Davey said, don't replace Churchill with like a rat. Right, anyway. Couple of bits of mildly interesting slop adjacent stuff in the Sun. But over the weekend, there was both a pro-Iranian and anti-Iranian protest in London. The police said you can do them on opposite sides of the River Thames. It's not a terrible idea if these people are insisting on doing this. And Shabana Mahmood, I thought she'd close it down. I thought she'd just banned it entirely. Well, no, they still went ahead. At least put the Thames between them so they don't start fighting. This is why diversity in multicultural, multi-ethnic Britain isn't a strength. Because you then get this, a scene like this. Can you imagine the stench? Look at this guy. Look, why are you here, bro? Why are you here? Iran's useful idiots, the Sun goes with. Fuming MPs savage pro-Iran hate march. Zealots as Mad Mullah's useful idiots after vile chants at London demo. Okay, is the Ayatollah alive or dead? All right. This guy who was in London's burning, and I think he might have been in Grangechill. He was convicted of paedophile in some way and then died in prison. Okay. All right, was that? Whoa. Is there any slop? Oh, this guy, this Sudanese guy abducted a 5-year-old girl off the street and tried to sexually assault her before neighbours bust in and just about prevented it. Thanks, Runnymede Trust. Thanks, Hope Not Hate. Thanks, the dozens of different organisations that for a couple of generations have been pushing open borders, multiculturalism, globalism. Thanks for that. Should never have been in the country. This monster should never have been anywhere near our island. What a monstrous crime. Those responsible for someone like this being in the country. It's not just a Sudanese, it's a Sudanese man. Why is he here? Why was he here? Thanks, Blair. Thanks, Brown. Thanks, Cameron. Thanks, Boris. Cheers. Cheers, Rishi. Okay, they're now saying the Ayatollah's London property empire is actually more like £200 million worth. It should be just seized off of him. Yeah, why not? Yeah, just take it. Yeah, if you're going to do that, if you already set a precedent for that with Russians, someone like Roman Abramovich or whatever, just take all their stuff. If you're going to do that, well, look, here's something that's a bit nasty. Don't worry, these women are okay. This is from New York. Oh, don't worry about it. Two women got hit by a taxi that was out of control in New York, but they're okay, so you can show it. But they got smashed pretty bad by it. All right. It's now got nearly 10-2. Shall we just have a look on this day in history and then read out the Rumble Rants and Super Chats? Should we do that? Yeah. Last 5 minutes or so, talk about on this day in history. You guys seem to like that. I certainly like doing it. All right, so on the 16th of March, down through the centuries, what happened of note? All right, in the year 597 BC, the Babylonian Empire captures Jerusalem and installs Zedekiah as king. On epochs, Harry, on epochs, my history theme show, behind the paywall on lotuseaters.com, do consider subscribing for as little as £5 a month, bronze tier membership. On there, I've got hundreds and hundreds of hours of me talking about history. That is my first love, my undergrad. My undergrad degree was in ancient history. Loads of content about the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the Assyrians. Loads, hours and hours of it. Largely in conversation with Carl Benjamin. Anyway, that would have been, what is that? That's Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon went to put down a revolt in Judea and installs Zedekiah and leads loads of the Jewish elite into captivity. There you go, that happened. A few years later, he had to return and actually, like, destroyed Jerusalem largely, or destroyed the first temple anyway. The 590s and the 580s BC were a bad time to be Jewish. It wasn't a good time for them. The first temple, Nebuchadnezzar II. Check it out. Okay, on this day in 1521, Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan reaches the Philippines, landing on Homohon Island after crossing the Pacific. On Lotus Eaters, there's something stupid, like 15 hours odd or more of me talking about the career and voyage of Ferdinand Magellan. If you want to know about the voyage of Ferdinand Magellan, first man to circumnavigate the globe, headed west, round the bottom of South America, across the Pacific, through the Spice Islands, the East Indies, all the way across the bottom of the Indian Ocean, around the bottom of Africa, and all the way up back to Spain. First man to go all the way around the world. If you want to know about that sort of audiobook level of detail, £5 a month. You get yours truly telling you all about it. Incredible adventures. Can't even begin to go into it here. The number of incredible adventures and things they did and saw. Okay. On this day in 1660, the English Long Parliament disbands. The Long Parliament, it's all the way, it's like from 1640 all the way through in various incarnations. There's like the Rump Parliament and the whole Civil War, basically, and the age of Cromwell as well, the rule of Cromwell. You can sort of say, just about, there was one long parliament that whole 20 years. It wasn't exactly. Got that Pride's Purge and all sorts of stuff went on. But you can sort of say it was one long parliament until what? Until General Monk finally ends it, and you get like sort of the restoration period of Charles II coming back. Because it lasted such a long time, they call it the Long Parliament. Okay, there you go. The assassination of Gustav III, Swedish, right? Yeah, King Gustav III of Sweden, all right, is shot by a guy at a masked ball because he was largely hated. that Gustav III, the Swedish people hated him for being sort of too autocratic and losing lots of, like, he lost a war against Russia, lost loads of territory, and they hated him and they murdered him. Okay, on this day in 1867, Joseph Lister first outlines the discovery of antiseptic surgery in an article, The Lancet. In an article in The Lancet. Okay, that's important, interesting, you know, history of medicine. I find the history of medicine very, very interesting. A classic history nerd thing. Like, when was penicillin invented and stuff? When did they work out the germ theory of disease and all sorts of stuff? Okay, what are medieval and ancient doctors? What do they think and say? Fascinating to me. Okay, on this day in 1935, Adolf Hitler orders German rearmament in violation of the Treaty of Versailles. There you go, says exactly what it says on the tin. All right, and finally on this day in 1968, General Motors produces its 100 millionth automobile. And it was an Oldsmobile Tornado. There you go. All right, that was on this day in history. Let's have a look at the Rumble Rants and the Super Chats. Harry, you'll have to bring it up on my screen. Have we not? Oh, there's. Should we have a quick look at the second poll you did? You did a second poll and you said, how do you feel about yesterday's F1 results? You could either say, happy, I'm Antonelli's number one fan, because Kimi Antonelli, a 19-year-old, won it in a Mercedes, remarkably. His first win, I believe. It must have been, yeah. You can either say happy, because you like Antonelli, or sad, science deserved better, or I don't care about F1. Ooh! Whoa! Just over 500 votes there. I don't care about F1, 89%.
Yes, it's a huge...
Brutal. Brutal. All right. Well, I'll keep F1 chat to only the Super Chats, which I've done, right? In the main body of the Bo Show, I haven't done a segment about F1 yet, have I? People have asked in the Super Chats. But, all right, the audience of the Bo Show don't care about Formula One. All right, well, there you go. Is there no Rumble Rants today?
No.
I can't hear you.
Ooh, there you go. No.
Yeah, there aren't any. Okay, so just the Super Chats, YouTube Super Chats. Okay, there's only a few, half a dozen or so. Global Church History, always first. He's always first. Love it. Cheers. Global Church History says, today in 496, Odoacer is killed by Theodoric in Ravenna. Okay, so that would be 496 AD. Yeah, I mean, Rome had already fallen to Alaric before that, hadn't it? So this is sort of in the generation after that. Yeah, okay. Ravenna, much safer to be holed up in Ravenna than in Rome, isn't it? Much, much safer. Opening Doors 1 says, I had no idea Jeremy Clarkson is Persian. That's mad. Yeah, it's a joke because it's obviously not Persian whatsoever. Okay. Depultis. Sorry, I don't know how you want that read, but you say, morning, Bo, loving the morning show. Oh, cheers. No, thank you. Thank you for joining us, being part of the glorious band, the chosen few. The best among us. Anyone watching this show? The best of men and women. All right. Oh, we just had one Rumble Rant came in. Rick TWGP says, if I do one, will you read it out? Well, yeah, there you go. Yes. Okay. Back to the Super Chats. Says, Jankus the Great says, good morning. My 14-hour shift awaits me. Oof. 14-hour shift. That might even be illegal in Europe. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Hopefully you'll get a bit of overtime. Bit of bunts for overtime. 14-hour shift. Oh, I quite often do 10, 12-hour days, basically. I mean, a lot of my job is sort of reading and writing a bit. So it's not sort of like a hod carrier. It's not like I'm graft in a way. But I often do very long days, basically. But a 14-hour day, 14-hour shift. Ugh. Good luck. Good luck to you, buddy. Jankus the Great, good luck to you. Okay, all right. A few more. They keep popping in. Here we go. Possible pilot deviation says, for a decent amount of money there, by the way, as well. Thanks. Cheers. Bo, I never thought I'd catch a live from Utah. Utah. Nice. I once drove through the salt flats of Utah. No, Nevada. Anyway, I once drove across Utah in the 1990s. There you go. Lovely bit of country. It's not all just featureless barren desert, is it? And even that's got a beauty to it. Okay, you say you'd never thought you'd watch a live stream from Utah, but I'm having to stay up with a sick dog. Oh! Oh. So here I am. Anyways, after Carl, you are by far the best Lotus Eater. By far the best Lotus Eater. Oh, yeah, I mean, Lotus Eaters is basically the Bo Dade experience featuring Carl Benjamin, isn't it? Can I get away with that? Am I going to get fired for that? I won't. I was fine. I'm joking. Yeah, but I'm by far the best Spice Carl, aren't I? Come on. He also say, remember the 82nd Airborne all the way? Yeah, the 82nd. Great stuff. I've got a fair bit of content on Operation Market Garden. A few hours of me talking about Operation Market Garden. That was the attempt to liberate Nazi-occupied Holland in 1944. Where the 82nd Airborne feature heavily in that. A Bridge Too Far. Yeah, remember the 82nd Airborne? And my granddad was in the 82nd. Was he in the 82nd or the 101st? Oh, my God. I can't remember. I think he was in the 82nd. He was definitely a paratrooper in World War II. I think he was in the 82nd. I'll have to double check with that. Anyway. It was one or the other. Yeah. Oh, you got a sick dog. I'm sorry to hear that. I love dogs, me. I love them. If I had endless money, didn't have to work, and just had a giant house or mansion or palace or castle, and giant grounds, giant estates, acres and acres and acres in all directions, I'd have loads of dogs. I'd have like 6 dogs, 10 dogs, maybe more. Love dogs. I'm sorry your good boy is sick. Honestly, wishing him the best, or her, the best. It breaks your heart when your dog's sick or dying or anything. It's like it's a member of the family. It really is. Heartbreaking. I hope he's all right, or she. Okay, Principal Dunn Services says, maybe Khomeini and Bibi have decided to settle it with a game of hide and seek. I suspect in the next coming few days, this take I'm about to tell you could be shown to be utterly wrong. But I suspect he is in a terrible way, either in a coma and or lost a leg, and or had terrible abdominal, stomach, gut injuries, and is in a bad way. They probably would have shown him by now if that wasn't the case, I feel like. They would have trotted him out, at least just a recording of him, at least. Wouldn't they? Again, in the coming hours or days, that could just be shown to be completely wrong. I'll accept that, of course. All right, 2 more. Field Marshal Dawn Browning. Doesn't say anything, just gives 10 Aussie dollars. Thanks, Dawn. Cheers, Dawn. Appreciate it. Cheers, love. Harry, and finally, Harry Hobag says, I care about F1. F these haters. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Am I going to fall out, disagree with my own audience? 89% of my own audience. Yeah, you're wrong. F1's great. Oh, I like racing. I like all F1. But the thing with racing, I found, is it's sort of a bit of a Marmite thing, black and white. You either like it, you're really into it, or you just could not care less. I'm just one of those people that do like racing. Not just F1, anything. NASCAR, IndyCar, anything. Like mini motos. Honestly, anything. I would watch go-karting, professional go-karting. Yeah, anything. I love motorbike racing, MotoGP. Okay, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. All right, then. That's the show, but Harry Hobag's right. That's the show. It's now 9:05 in the AM, Greenwich Mean Time, on Monday, the 16th of March in the year of our Lord 2026. You've been the glorious band, the chosen few. Thanks for watching. Without you, it isn't a thing. It honestly, really, really isn't a thing. So thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Try and make the best of the day ahead, if you can. It's a brand new day. Brand new day, a new dawn. Try and make the best of it, if you can. Seize it. Seize it by the lapels, if you can. Type ADM. I know it's not always easy. But if you can, try and do something valuable with your time. You really haven't got endless days on this earth. Try and make it count. Until tomorrow morning, take care.